Hi there, it's Chickas all the time. Time to go down south and spend a quarter hour with the folks who live in the happy, sunny village of Chickasola, the Johnson family. And today, Papa Johnson is taking some precautions. We'll join them, but first a moment here. And now let's drift down to Chickasola and visit Pee-wee Ambrose, as Pee-wee has a caller. The scene, Pee-wee's room over the livery stable.
I don't know what you're doing coming up here bothering me, Miss John. Is you done in the doghouse again?
Oh, does you think that I gotta be in the doghouse every time I call on you, Miss Pee-wee?
Last time you done ever been up here before, you was in the doghouse and Miss Johnson done kicked you out.
Mr. Pee-wee, the reason that I is up here now is because I wants to do something for you.
Well, what does you all do for me? I don't need nobody to do nothing for me, Miss Johnson.
Miss Pee-wee, I know that you don't need nobody to do nothing for you, and I know that you the kind of fella that, well, you a relaxing kind of fella. You know, you take things easy and such as that, and that's all right. I ain't saying nothing about it. It's just that, well, now that I got a lot of money, I want to do something to help you.
I don't need no help, Miss Johnson.
Well, you gonna get the help whether you needs it or no. Now, don't start nothing with me.
Miss Johnson, you the biggest bully in the whole country. Miss Johnson done run you out again, and here you is gonna come up here and spend some more nights up here with me when you know there ain't enough room up here for one, much less two.
Miss Pee-wee, I gonna change all that. I gonna enlarge the place, and I gonna have some new furniture moved in here, and I gonna... Well, to start with, that old broken-down table that you got there. Every time that we sat down at that table, somehow now I kick the leg out from under it, and the egg and the soup and everything spill right in my lap every time I sit down to it. And that the first thing that I gonna do is buy a new table and put up here where somebody can sit there and eat without endangering their life and their lap.
I don't want nobody to buy with that table, Miss Johnson.
Now listen, Miss Pee-wee, there ain't no use of you being silly like a whole lot of folks is about an old table. Now that old thing must be at least 150 years old. It's falling apart, it's got wormholes and everything else in the thing. And besides that, the wood is so rotten that you never is going to be able to fix that leg on it. And you know that anybody that sit down to this head of the table is going to get the soup spilling their lap every time because they're going to knock the leg out from underneath the table if they so much as move their foot. Now, you know that. And you know that that's a dangerous thing to have in somebody's kitchen, especially when you have guests for dinner.
I ain't going to have no guests for dinner.
You is so.
Who is going to have guests for dinner?
You is going to have guests for dinner.
When?
I don't know when, but I'm going to be up here one of these days for dinner. Now, don't you think I ain't. Don't come to tumbles, you ain't gonna have no guests for dinner. The first thing I gonna do is remove that table and put a new table up here.
Miss Charlotte, I don't want no new table up here. I loves that table.
You loves the table?
I sure does.
But I don't hear the folks loving a lot of things, Miss Pee-wee, but you the first somebody I ever seed was head over heels in love with a table.
I ain't head over heels in love with it, Miss John. It's just that that table got a kind of, what do you call it, neuralgia spell, like.
Neuralgia spell?
Yeah, sir.
Well, that's one on me, too. I don't know what that means.
It means that it got a lot of memories.
Well, that table got some memories, I tell you that. I bet you 2-1 that it got more memories than any table in the whole city. And probably 90% of the memories was when it was laying up in somebody's back shed somewhere.
No, sir, Miss John. The reason I love that table, my grandpa eat on that table. And his grandpa before him. And then my pappy eat on that table. And now I eat on that table.
But they don't eat on it no more, Miss Pee-wee.
I know, but they done eat on it, Miss Johnson. That's the important thing.
Well, so they done eat on it. They ain't hurt the thing eating on it. Let them eat on it and then forget it. Don't hold that against nobody.
I ain't holding it against them. It's just that I like to sit down and eat on the same table that I know that my grandpa done eat on.
Well, call your grandpa up and have him come over here and eat on the new table, then, if that's the way you feel.
But he ain't here to call up.
Where is he?
He gone.
But where he gone?
I don't know where he gone. He's across the River Jordan.
Mr. Pee-wee, what difference it make who eat on the daggone table? That ain't got nothing to do with the table. More important to have a table that you got a leg on the thing that'll hold the table up than it is to have a table that somebody done eat on.
No, sir. I ain't gonna let nobody buy with that table. If I eat on any other table, I get the indigestion. I sit there and eat on that table, and I see my grandpa sitting there, and see my pappy sitting there, and I see my great-great-grandpa sitting there.
You mean the place is handed?
No, sir, that ain't handed, Miss John. It's just that I remembers all that stuff ever since I was a little boy.
Well, does you mind if we get the table fixed? Let somebody nail a board on there so the leg won't knock underneath every time I sit down to it?
I don't want the table touched.
Well, it's a hazard when you touch it, I say that. All right, we leave the table there, then. Let it stay there, and we get another table and have two tables.
Miss Jarlin, there ain't enough room up here for two tables.
Well, you say that again. All right, let the table sit there. Now let's talk about the bed. Now, you know as well as I know that as much as two people, so much is set on the side of that bed that the bed break down and almost go through the floor and all that. Now, I want to put a brand spanking new Hollywood-type bed up here.
I don't want no bed up here, Miss John. I've been sleeping in that bed for the last 30 years.
That's the trouble with the bed, Miss Pee-wee. Somebody been sleeping in the daggone thing too long. Now, let's straighten the place up. This is the worst-looking mess place I done ever seen in my life. I ain't never seen a place as dirty and inconvenient and everything as this place is.
Why does you want to straighten it up? You don't live up here.
Well, no, but you never know when I'm going to have to live up here for a few days at a time.
Is that the reason you want to straighten it up? On account of that time your wife gets you in the doghouse, you come up here?
Mr. Pee-wee, as long as somebody got to go somewhere, they might as well go to a place that's halfway comfortable. I like to froze myself to death up here last winter when Mama got me in the doghouse and I had to have some place to stay. I almost froze myself to death right there on that bed. Now, let's at least put a stove up here.
Miss Johnson, we can't put no stove up here because I can't shut the windows.
Well, you could shut the windows if we put some windows in there to shut.
No, sir, I couldn't do that, Miss Johnson. Can't close the windows up here, because underneath of us is a garage, and they start them automobiles up there, and the obnoxide gas come up through the floor, and if you got windows in the place, everybody going to get obnoxided.
That is right. You can't even put no stove up here, can you?
No, sir.
Now, Miss Pee-wee, suppose I would buy the garage out downstairs and run them out of there. And kick all them cars and everything out of there and lock the place up so there wouldn't be no noxide gas. And then all we got to do is put windows in the place, put a new bed in here, put a stove in here. I got the money to do it, Miss Pee-wee. And then we have a nice place up here.
What does you mean, we? This my place, Miss Johnson.
I mean, when I gotta have a place to go, I'd at least have a place where I could go where I wouldn't catch the pneumonia in the wintertime and the scarlet fever in the summertime.
Miss Johnson, I don't want the place fixed up. I like it just like it is. You see, by not having fires and stoves and no windows in the place, I'm healthy. I don't know what it is to catch a cold. Don't know what it is to be sick.
Huh. Well, I don't know what anybody can ever do with somebody like you. You are the most unprogressive somebody would have ever progressed. That's all I gotta say about you. Good afternoon.
And what happens after that makes up the story on the Johnson family at this same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment. First, a moment here. This is Jimmy Scribner thanking you for today, hoping you'll join us tomorrow at this same time, and until then, goodbye, everybody!